Welcome to the Breathing God podcast. I'm your host, Gretchen Rodriguez. Hi, everybody. I am so excited to be with you today. I have some fresh out of the oven bread for you, some manna from heaven. I want to start off by saying this. For those of you who didn't see back in, I think it was either the end of August, beginning of September, for those of you who didn't see my social media post, actually it might have been mid-August. Anyway, not important. I posted on some platforms and possibly even in my newsletter, I can't remember, that if you don't see me on YouTube or my podcast or social media, it's not because something's wrong. It's because I've made a fresh commitment to the Lord not to do ministry the world's way. And by that, I mean that I think a lot of us have grown so used to the way of doing ministry the world's way. What I mean by that is, you know, you have to post every single day, sometimes multiple times a day. You have to make sure you're engaging with your fans. So you have to always check your social media posts to make sure you're not leaving them hanging. You have to, you know, I'm supposed to do my podcast every other week. That was what I originally started doing. But as you see, for those of you who listen to my podcast, I think I'm 3.5 weeks out from doing my podcast. I have to make sure that my algorithms don't crash, or maybe, you know, social media won't push my content to the followers. There's just so much, and it gets to be so exhausting because we do ministry the world's way. We do it the way, you know, the world says you have to grow your following. You have to have lots and lots of followers and this. And really, we're not trusting the Lord to put what He wants someone to see or hear in their hands. We're trusting the algorithms, and I'm not going to do that anymore. So my commitment to the Lord and to you has been, Lord, I will only share what you put in my heart to share. I'm not going to just scramble to find content because it's due. No, I'm going to share with you what the Lord puts in my heart. So that's a big change I've made. So you probably have seen me a lot less in multiple places, and that's okay, because what's important isn't growing my following. What's important is doing what I see the Lord do. And so that's my commitment. And so what I have to share today, it's interesting. It was a personal encounter that I had with the Lord. Had no intention of sharing it with anyone. It was very personal, very tender and precious and so beautiful, so beautiful. I had no intention in sharing it, but a little while after having it, a couple days, maybe 3-4 days, the Holy Spirit said, no, this is meant for everyone. I want you to invite them into this encounter with me. And so what I want to share with you today is very personal, but it's also for you. And so it's very special. And so I invite you that if you're listening to this while you're washing dishes or cooking or doing something on your computer or your phone while you listen, either listen to this later when you can pay attention, or stop what you're doing, not so that you can pay attention to me, but open your heart to the Lord and invite Him right now to speak to you, to show you what He wants you to see. Posture your heart before Him and allow Him to speak to you. This probably won't be a very long episode, but my goal is that you will, when this is over, sit by yourself with the Lord for a good at least 15 minutes. I encourage you to do more if you can, and to go into this encounter on your own. So we'll finish with that so that you can step right into that. It's just very beautiful. So what happened was, there's something that I do pretty frequently, just about every week, I would say, is I have at least one day a week, not intentionally, it just happens, where in my quiet time with him, I will go to, you know, one of our special places that we have, whether it's a garden or a lake lots of different places. But I will hand the Lord my heart. And by that, I think you know what I mean. I don't mean your physical heart, although if you need healing in your physical heart, you absolutely can do that. You can close your eyes and imagine yourself handing him your heart. But I will close my eyes, and let me remind you, there's nothing wrong with using your imagination. Jesus spoke to people in parables because he knows the power of our imaginations. He paints pictures for us to see things in his word because he knows the power of engaging our imagination. And when we ask the Holy Spirit to protect and guide our imagination in times like this, we can trust him to take over. So when we hand him our heart, we are handing him literally the very essence of who we are, the core of who we are. And so I was sitting with actually the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And I had saw myself handing them my heart. And what I encourage you to do when you do this is notice what it looks like. What does your heart look like in that moment? How do they respond to your heart? Or it could just be one of them. Maybe you're showing either Father, Son, or Holy Spirit your heart, handing it over to them. What do they say? What do they do with it? How does your heart look? How do you feel when you hand it to them? And so I put my heart in my hands. And I noticed that it had some little nicks, some little dents. I'd just been experiencing something not very painful, but kind of painful with someone that had done something to hurt me. And I usually don't have a problem forgiving very quickly, and I had forgiven this person. But, you know, it did hurt a bit, and I was walking through the healing with the Lord. But I wasn't actually thinking about it, to be honest, when I handed the Lord my heart. I didn't even think about it at all until I noticed those nicks, and I was like, oh, okay. And so I just handed it, and I saw Holy Spirit reach his hands out and take my heart in his hands. And the Holy Spirit began to weep over my heart with like this look of absolute, I can't even put it into words, such appreciation and such love and such, it was like the Holy Spirit was awestruck over my heart. And I knew immediately, well, my first thought was, as I handed it to Holy Spirit, was for the Holy Spirit to wash my heart, to wash away those nicks and those wounds that I had been experiencing or that I had experienced. And the Holy Spirit, as he's weeping over my heart, I immediately knew it wasn't a reflection of me. He wasn't weeping over my heart, thinking of how amazing my heart was, as in, oh, Gretchen, what an amazing heart you have. You should be proud of yourself. It wasn't that at all. The Holy Spirit was weeping over my heart in honor of the Father who created me, who gave me a desire to know him. The Holy Spirit weeps with delight over what the Lord has given you, over the way you worship, over the desire you have for God. The Holy Spirit weeps in honor and love for the Father because of this beautiful gift he's given us. In all of the years that I've been walking with the Lord, I think it's 34, close to 35 years now, and the very many encounters I've had, I've never seen the Holy Spirit weep. And he was weeping over my heart. And even though he was looking at my heart, I knew his attention was fully fixed on the Father. And I lifted my eyes, because I was sitting with all three of them, I lifted my eyes to the Father. And I began to worship the Father. I began to worship him because from the time I was born until now, he has blown upon my heart. He has gifted me with a heart to know him. He has gifted you with a heart to know him. We can't even take credit for the love that we have, because the love that we have for them is a gift that they have given to us, that the Father has given to us. When he knit us together in our mother's womb, he gave us the desire for holy things. He gave us the desire to know the one who created us, to intimately know, not just to do the right things or say the right things or pray the right things, but to truly set aside a time every day, set time aside every day to be with him. And as the Holy Spirit wept over my heart in worship, again, it wasn't a reflection of me. It was, wow, look at this beautiful heart you've given her. It's like if somebody, this is probably a really bad example, but if somebody painted a picture and gifted it to me and I hung it on my wall, and somebody comes over to my house, steps into my house and looks at this picture on the wall and admires this picture and just loves this picture, it's not a reflection of me just because it's in my house. It's a reflection of the person who painted it. And I have the honor of taking care of this painting, of placing it somewhere that the light shines on it so it's appreciated. I have the honor of, you know, gently wiping it with a wet cloth to make sure it doesn't collect dust. I have the honor of taking care of it. It's like that. The Holy Spirit wasn't highlighting me. The Holy Spirit was highlighting the Father. And I thought how important it is for us to think about this beautiful gift that the Lord has given us, this gift of desire, the gift of longing to know him. And what a treasure it is, what an honor we have to tend to the garden of our heart, to the fire that's in our heart. What an honor we have to take this precious gift, this precious treasure, and to care for it. To, as it says in Song of Songs, I don't have it in front of me, but to tend the garden of our heart, to catch the troubling foxes, you know, to pull the weeds with Holy Spirit, with Jesus, with the Father. We don't have to do it alone. And let me say this, because this is so important. You may feel like the fire in your heart has dwindled. You may feel like the trials that you have gone through have completely quenched your zeal for God. And it's true. Maybe you are really just this little burning ember of desire toward him. But I know that God loves to blow on the embers of your heart. He loves to ignite a fiery passion for him again. All you have to do is ask him to. And then respond when you feel those fires burning and drawing you back to him, drawing you to spend time and be away with him. I know he wants to blow on the embers of your heart. And again, I'm thinking of a scripture in Song of Songs that I don't have in front of me. I believe it's the way it's worded is only in the Passion Translation, but it says that Jesus says to us that he's overcome by merely a glance of our worshiping eyes. You know, think about if you're standing in line at the grocery store and somebody just glances in your direction, you don't think anything of it. You might think maybe they weren't even really looking at you. They might have been looking past you. They just glanced at you quickly. But that glance, when you have even a tiny ember of desire for the Lord, that glance overwhelms the heart of your beloved. That's amazing to me. So you don't have to feel ashamed and wonder, well, I bet the Holy Spirit's not weeping over my heart because I'm not tending it very well. Remember, it's not about you. The Holy Spirit was weeping over our hearts because of what God has given us. My encouragement to you now is to be aware of that. To say, Lord, thank you for this gift of love that you have given me. May I tend it well with you. I'm not able to do it on my own. Holy Spirit, I need you to help me. I need you to blow on the embers of my heart, to help me to be faithful, to spend time with you, to create good habits, to not feel like I have to check off a to-do list, but just to sit at your feet, to love you, to worship you, to adore you, to get to know you. There's nothing better than getting to know him. And the more you get to know him, the more you want to get to know him. I think it was Mother Teresa. I'm probably quoting it wrong. I just remember hearing her one time. They said something about how do you pray or how do you learn to pray? And she said, by praying. And I believe that's true. How do you know how to spend time with God? How do you know if you should open your Bible or sing a song or pray in tongues or read scripts? Like, what do you do? Do you intercede? What do you do? You just sit with him and let your songs of love, your heart of love, whisper to him, and then listen and look for his response in the quiet of your heart. It's not hard. And there's no pressure. You don't have to do it all right. You just have to tend the fire of your heart. And I want to give you just a couple of scriptures as we close. The first one is Leviticus 6:13. And it's talking about the temple. And it says, a fire shall always be burning on the altar. It shall never go out. That fire was lit by God himself, and the priests were responsible for maintaining it. God has lit the fire in your heart. And I want to encourage you with every ounce of your life to let your love continually burn for him. Let every ounce of your life be offered before the Lord and hold nothing back. Nothing is worth your attention more than him. Nothing will change your life more than he can. Nothing in the whole world. We can take care of our physical bodies. We can exercise. We can eat right. We can listen to all the podcasts. We can, you know, read a book of the Bible a month. No, that's not it, guys. Nothing changes us more than being with him in tender love. And I want to read one more scripture to you. If you are feeling like your heart has grown cold, and you are like, Lord, I need you to breathe upon my heart. I feel weary. But I want to love you that way again. Would you help me to set aside time to be with you? Would you help me to reprioritize? Would you give me the grace to make habits that draw me closer to you on a constant basis, not just once in a while. Would you help me? If you want that, or if you want to want that, I read the scripture to you from Ezekiel 36:26. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. And I am going to read verse 27. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them. See, this life that we have with him, it isn't forced. It's a treasure. And it is beautiful. And it is very, very holy. Your love for him is a holy gift. And no one else can take care of it. Only you. And so as we close, I invite you to not leave this place. Or if you do have to rush off, do this later. Go with the Lord. Sit somewhere. You can imagine yourself sitting in a grassy field, maybe leaning up against a big oak tree that's very comfortable. Maybe there's a creek off to the left that you could hear softly cascading over the rocks. Maybe Jesus has laid a blanket out and you're sitting on that with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And I want you to see yourself handing him your heart. Notice what it looks like. Hand it to whichever of the three of them you want to. And see how they respond. Maybe all three of them will look at it. Maybe the Holy Spirit will weep over your heart like he did for me in honor of the Father. See, when I handed him my heart, I came out of that encounter realizing that the tears of worship that the Holy Spirit had for God washed my heart and healed those little nicks and those little wounds. Tears of worship are never to be taken lightly. Every tear of worship that you cry, every time you bow your knee and your heart before the Lord, it is healing and it is changing you. And you are growing from glory to glory. And you are beautiful and precious in the eyes of God. I hope that this has been a blessing to you and that you will take time to be with the Lord now. This is Gretchen Rodriguez. Thank you for joining me. If this podcast has been a blessing to you, please consider subscribing, leaving a review, and sharing. If you'd like to sign up for my bi-weekly encouraging emails, enjoy a free lesson from my devotional writing e-course, or find some other goodies, go to GretchenRodriguez.com.